5 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot! Scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. The final Mel Pearson Show of the season. We'll have hopefully several off-season Mel Pearson shows, keeping you updated on all of the Michigan Tech hockey happenings. But the season is over. What a heartbreaking loss on Friday afternoon in the first game of the West Regional in Fargo, North Dakota. Great game by the Huskies. They come up short in an overtime loss that I know a lot of people, Coach, are still having trouble getting over. They're having trouble getting over that, like you are having trouble getting over this cold that you have going on here today. Joining us by phone. Phone is head coach Mel Pearson. Coach, how you feeling?
Good morning, Dirk. Thanks. Getting better, but as you know, I was running a pretty good temperature there. I think 102 during the game, so I'm slowly getting over it, but you're right. I think, you know, the loss, you know, I don't know when it ever get rid of it, you know, or when it leaves you, or, you know, I think something like this stays with you for quite a while, especially if you're a competitor and you play the game. But it was an unfortunate turn of events for us, but I couldn't be more proud of this team and all the things that they have accomplished this year. And you know, even in the game on Friday, last Friday night, I mean, they put in a real good effort. I don't know how much better we could have played. You know, we could have maybe finished a little bit better around the net, but overall, for a team like St. Cloud, and, you know, even in the second period, only giving two shots on goal is really a testament to this team. And they did so many good things this year. It's just tough, even when you watch the games this weekend and then see, you know, teams advancing and whatnot. You know, I really thought we had a chance to go far, and you know, unfortunately, that's what happens. I've been in this tournament a long time and a lot of years, and seen a lot of crazy things. And then one game, you know, winner takes all. It can be very disappointing and very gut-wrenching, which it was on Friday night.
Well, let me ask you this. I know a lot of people are probably wondering how your head works in a situation like this. Can you compare that loss to the Duluth loss when you were at Michigan, but right before you came here, Coach? Is there a comparison when you're an assistant coach and a head coach? Is it much, much worse, or how does that work?
Oh, it's the same. It's the same, Dirk. I'm telling you. You don't, you know, you take them hard. Like I told the team when we got back on Saturday, I mean, you know, we want high expectations. We want to be held, you know, to high expectations. And if you play this game, I mean, that should hurt. You should hate to lose. And as much as we all love to win and it's enjoyable, you got to hate to lose. Because it stays with you. I think it's different as a player. I think players can seem to get over it quicker than coaches for whatever reason. But, you know, these ones, they all hurt. They all hurt. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, our coaching staff, as I have, you know, played this game over 1,000 times already. You know, did we have the right people on the ice in the right situation? Did we tell the guys everything they needed to know? Did we have the right guy taking the face? I mean, you go through it all, and you could beat yourself up doing that, but I know it's not healthy, but I think it's just human nature to want to, you know, play it over again.
Have you watched, I'm guessing you have, watched the entire game over again, Coach?
Not the entire game, Dirk. I have to admit I watched a lot of it, but because of my situation, I'm not feeling real great. I haven't had a chance to watch the whole thing, but I will. You know, I'm not afraid to, you know, some people don't want to watch, but I'll get in there and go through it and just see some things we did well and, you know, some things for the future we need to get better at and just evaluate our players from that game that we had playing in that game and watch what they did. But like I said, overall, I thought we did a lot of good things in the game, carried the play for most of the game. A couple times in the third period, they had a good pushback. But I thought overall, you know, we were in a real good position, put ourselves in a great spot to win that hockey game.
Well, we outshot them. I've seen different reports, but on USCHO.com, they have us down as 14-1 in the second period. We outshoot them 15-8 in the first period. They outshoot us 10-4 in the third, and we outplay them and outshoot them, I thought, in the overtime period, 5-2, and it really just felt like the ice was tilted in that overtime period. Is that how you saw it from the bench, too?
Well, no question. We had some great opportunities in overtime, and then, you know, even before their goal, I mean, we had good possession time in their zone, had a couple chances around the net. We just couldn't seem to find the handle on a couple of them, and then, you know, the unfortunate play where we, you know, our defensemen were wide open, and we got it to the point. We talked about that all game, and thought we did a real nice job of going low to high, and because they collapsed in on top of their goal, their defensive players, and we did what we needed to do, and just a real unfortunate turn of events there in the overtime.
Well, it was. So many things could have went our way that didn't. Before we, you know, really break down the game, Coach, I guess I wanted to get your thoughts on the embellishment call, and which made it 4-on-4 instead of a power play 5-on-4 for Michigan Tech, which if that would have happened, that basically, in my opinion, would have almost sealed the deal because they would not have gotten out, I think, until like 20 seconds left to go in the game or whatever. What was your thought on the embellishment call?
Yeah, tough call. You know, I would have rather, I mean, I it's probably the worst call that could have gone against us. You know, I even if they didn't call anything, even if the ref just would have, you know, just sort of waved it off and like, you know, and just said no penalty either way, that would have been better for us, because what essentially it did is gave them a 5-on-4 power play. It gave them a 5-on-4 power play. Now, the goalie's out, but you know, the only opportunities they really, you know, scored on, their first goal is a power play goal. So, and they had, you know, very good power play. So basically, essentially, it gave them a 5-on-4. You know, so it went from us possibly having a 5-on-4 to them having one. And that was a key, one of the keys in the game. But, you know, it's just one play in the whole scheme of things. You know, but you know, as soon as I saw him even it up, I knew, you know, it was not good for us. And I just wish he would have just let them play, like not called anything. And who knows how it would have went. But anytime you take people off the ice, you create more room and space for a team like St. Cloud is not good. So unfortunately, we, you know, we had to, like I said, it's like killing a penalty, and we just couldn't get it done.
Right, and I know you can't say much about the officiating, but I just want to, I have already said this a couple of times on the air today, but I want, because I didn't get a chance to really talk to you after the game.
Right.
I wanted to give you my thoughts on it, and my thought was that I totally am in favor of the embellishment call. I think, I don't see a problem ever when a guy is hooking a guy and a guy falls down trying to draw the call to take both of them out, because you want to take that out of the game. But my problem with this play was that in my opinion, Patan was being hooked for 3 or 4 seconds, moving his feet, not falling down, and the ref was looking right at the play. And was I truly believe he was waiting for an opportunity to not have to call one against St. Cloud. And when he finally got that opportunity, when Alex went down, he blew the whistle right away and emphatically took Patan off too. And that's the problem I had with that play. I think if that's in the middle of the game, that hooking call is made right away, and Alex doesn't have to go down. But
well, probably. I think, you know, he knows the situation. He knows it's a one goal hockey game, and he knows which team's, you know, leading the game. There's no question about that. And I think you're right. Normally, you wouldn't probably see that embellishment call in that situation. But I think because of the score, the timing of the game, it was a convenient. I'll use the word convenient call to make. You know, and In his mind, saying, "Okay, I'm not penalizing anybody, but in return, he did penalize us. I mean, he penalized us by, you know, removing people off the ice, giving them more room to operate, and essentially giving them a 5-on-4. So, as much as he might have thought he wasn't hurting anybody, I thought it definitely hurt us in that situation.
All right, so let's go to the first period. The Huskies get on the board first, 7-18. Tanner Carroll gets the goal on a rebound play. Alex Patan and Shane Hanna get the assist to make it 1-0.
The Huskies go high off of the glass, do not get the clear on their first attempt. Dangerous play there, but it comes out the center, and it's picked up by Patan. Patan with Carroll. Carroll has it in front for Patan. He's knocked down on the play. No call. They score! Oh, they put it in! Tanner Carroll on the rebound! And the Huskies have a 1-0 lead!
Boy, it didn't look like much happened there on that shot by Tanner Carroll, Coach, but it went in the net, and I don't know, it almost looked like the goaltender Lindgren was a little bit caught off guard that he actually got that backhander up towards the net.
Well, I think he was.